If you have complaints, it might be because of this guy. Wayne Pond joins us now with the word of the day. Wayne, how's it going?
Happy anniversary, big guy.
Well, thank you so much. 37 years. Can you believe that?
It is 37. My goodness. Mary Donna reminded me to remind you. And I said, how many years? And she said, 37. I said, wow. Beverly Stutz deserves. Is there a 37-year tolerance award?
There should be. There should be.
Yeah. Well, Nikki, you work with him every day. How in the hell has this woman put up with it all those years?
I don't know. You tell me. You've known him longer.
Yeah, but oh, man. Thank God I'm not married to him. So, all right.
Yeah.
Well, Ron and Beverly, happy anniversary. So, all right, that's the happy part. Now, here's a mouthful for our word of the day. Take a deep breath. We're borrowing from the French. The word of the day is purlieu. Purlieu. That's at least, I think, the way you pronounce it. P as in Paul, P-U-R-L-I-E-U. One more time. P as in Paul, P-U-R-L. I-E-U. It's all about a neighboring area, so to speak, metaphorically, or even in reality, I guess you could say. It's a place that one frequents. It's another term for this would be a haunt, you know, the places that you haunt. With you two, Nikki and Ron, let's see, it would be superstars, super jocks, super athletes, the super rich, you know.
Super stupid to say all those things.
Super full of it.
Yeah. Well, I have distant memories of the fast track life of radio stars.
Oh, really? Really?
I had a little taste of that purlieu way back in the day. There's your word of the day. All right,
well, vicinity. Would that be another word for it?
Yeah, I guess that context, circumstance, landscape, all of those. Yeah. Kind of, sort of, would be synonymous. So.
Okay. Well, you have a great day out there in your Farrington purlieu.
I will. And Ron, again, congratulations. Nikki, keep that ego in check, will you, please?
Yeah. Okay. That's a big I don't have that kind of time.
That's a tall order. All right. Y'all take care. Adios.